With more stuff online, I'm Rick Moore, and I am at an event up at the Fuller School, and I'm going to let Dean explain this. Dean, first of all, who are you, and what's your role up here, and then what are we doing?
Okay, my name is Dean Burgess. I work for the Cape Ann Amateur Radio Association. I'm also a public information officer for the Amateur Radio Relay League. They're out of Newington, Connecticut, mm-hmm. and nationwide you have about 715,000 amateur radio operators. These numbers are the highest numbers they've ever been. Considering with all the technology that we have today, you figure those numbers will be dwindling.
Right.
Anyway, the Amateur Radio Relay League is a national organization of amateur radio operators. And what we do is we advocate for amateur radio through license testing, through education. It's online at www.arrl.org. And it's approximately about 150,000 members. And, of course, this is nationwide. And so we do licensing, we do education, we do public spectrum defense for our radio frequencies that we have. Mm-hmm. And the membership is about $39 a year. Anyway, so this event right now is sponsored by the ARRL. This event called Field Day mm-hmm. has been going on since the 1930s. And what we were talking about, education, this is actually a public outreach event sponsored by the Amateur Radio Relay League. So this is why you're hearing this online, and you can see this online as well. So this is a public outreach event. It's also an emergency communications exercise. Mm-hmm. So the ARRL works with organizations with the Red Cross, actually amateur radio in itself, but the ARRL works with the, they're called SERV agencies, the American Red Cross, Salvation Army, and we also work with local and city and town government officials, public, fire, and police, and actually like Edison Gilbert Hospital, Beverly Hospital, the Cape Ann Emergency Planning Team, and actually in Gloucester, there's a new thing called CERT. I don't know if you've ever heard. So the Community Emergency Response Team has actually about four or five amateur radio operators. So amateur radio fits into providing emergency communications for all those organizations. So in case what happens if people sitting at home right now? What happens if your power goes out? Obviously, it's very tough to get on the. I mean, we have all these technologies today, but the internet, your telephone. What happens if your telephone goes out? What does everybody have? Everybody has those the wireless phones. We're not even talking cell phones, but the wireless phones. Nobody has cordless. They're little princess phones we used to call them with mm-hmm. the cords on them.
Yep.
So if your power goes out, you can't use your phone. You can't use your internet. There's really nothing else left. And the ARRL promotes emergency communications, and actually, it helps a lot to remember back in Hurricane Katrina, there was nothing left down in New Orleans.
Right.
They couldn't talk for miles. So one of our slogans is, when all else fails, or the last mile. Mm-hmm. We provide real-time intelligence for damage, disaster, people being hurt, for local police and fire, so they know what to expect when they get to the, you know, we're not police or fire, we're not,
right.
you know, but this is all volunteer. There's no recompense. We use all of our equipment. And the site, you're hearing it, but the site that we have here today is probably about $20,000 worth of equipment.
Yep.
We use all our radios, and everything's for free for use for the cities and towns and for those organizations. So we also have Morse code. We use digital modes. And one good thing about amateur radio is that you can make up your own way of communication. There's no rules about it. When computers started to come out, everybody thought, oh, amateur radio's dead. But what amateur radio operators did is that they used those computers to create new digital modes of communication. So you can use really low power to talk around the world using computers. And what happens during amateur radio is people go on top of mountaintops. They call it de-expeditions. The Cape Ann Amateur Radio Association is actually next month in August going out to Thatcher's Island. We bring all a bunch of our equipment. We use batteries. Now, there's another thing. During this event, this event, once again called Field Day, is all portable operations. This means we're off the grid. We're not connected to power lines at all. This is all internal power. We use generators. We use solar. We use backup batteries. You can probably hear the generators running in the background. But we also use solar power to charge those batteries. Everything is completely off the grid.
So something like this, it's obviously done as for some as a hobby. It's done for fun, to make connections around the world, around the country, or around the region, and so on. But also you're able, courtesy of your local law enforcement, your local fire, your local emergency management, you're able to coordinate and maybe be an arm or an outreach for them?
Yes. What Miles Slicky has called it is almost like a force multiplier, in a strange sort of sense. When the power's out, we have the Horrible's Parade coming up on July, so I'll give you an example. During the Horrible's Parade, like the triathlons or other marathons, actually the Boston Marathon, but I'll give you an example of Horrible's Parade. We'll send out about 15 amateur radio operators, and we'll spread them out throughout the whole race course. We'll have an amateur radio operator sitting next to a police officer, so in case we see anything, or there's an incident or something like that along the race course that they can't see because the police can only do so much with so many. This goes back to with CERT too, providing real-time intelligence. There's another thing called Skywarn. Amateur radio also works with Skywarn. Skywarn is an offshoot of the National Weather Service. And Skywarn, what happens, you take a one-day course and become a weather spotter, where you can spot severe storms that are coming along. And actually, what happened 2 days ago was that part of our campsite got destroyed. Stan will probably talk a little bit more about that, but we had a big tent. All of a sudden, severe weather happens very fast, and this is a lesson that we learned as well. With Skywarn, amateur radio operators report into the National Weather Service and report real-time what's going on, trees down, power lines down, real damage. And the radars can't see, like, tornadoes on the ground or spinning, the clouds spinning, and microbursts. The radars can't really see that on the ground as much, so they use amateur radio operators as a backup to that.
Joe Citizen, how does Joe Citizen listen into this? He's got to get come to one of these meetings, look up online, find out what equipment to get, just to be, not to go maybe full tilt boogie into this, but just as an emergency beacon.
Okay. For anybody else that's listening, you can go on our website at www.caara.net, www.cara.net. And on that website, there's a bunch of links, but you can also listen on our website to our repeater. We have a 2-meter repeater. You may see amateur radio operators walking around with little walkie-talkies. You can download that and listen full-time online to our conversations. Or if somebody has a scanner, for all the scanner land out there, there's a frequency you can punch in, 145.130 megahertz. And there's no PL tone. People who have scanners will know what I'm talking about. But 145.130 megahertz. And if you're in Gloucester, you'll be able to hear us converse, and you'll be able to tune into that in cases, disasters, and stuff like that. If you go to our website, you can also, we have a whole bunch of links on the website that'll guide you if you want to become a new ham, or if you're interested in becoming an amateur radio operator.
So you can't be too prepared.
No, you can never. This isn't like doomsday preppers. We don't go that bad, but you can never be too prepared. It's all about, and today, with technology, everybody likes to stay connected.
Right.
Facebook, Twitter, and everybody wants to know what's going on in a flash. But when all that technology goes down because the power's out, or the internet fails, or the telephone lines fail, or even cell phone towers, what happens during a disaster? Cell phone towers, what does everybody do? They talk in the cell phones. Well, the cell phones towers can only handle so many calls. And so those cell phone towers get locked up. So anybody who's listening, you can tune into our frequencies, and you'll be able to converse, and you'll be able to hear, be able to get information on what's going on during disasters.
All right, Dean, anything else before we let you go?
Nope, I just wanted to say a couple of quick facts. As I had mentioned, right now we have 715,000 amateur radio operators across the U.S. Those numbers are the highest they've been. In Massachusetts, there's over 10,000 amateur radio operators. And nationwide, you would think about it, but almost 15% of amateur radio operators now are female. And we have a lot of younger kids getting involved in...
Just saw that over there.
Yeah. So the amateur radio service is growing and is getting stronger, and we're really proud of that.
All right, amateur radio guru and PIO, Dean Burgess. With more stuff online, I'm Rick Moore.